Welcome to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. I'm Danelle Couch, Marketing Director at FCA. At Fairfield Christian Academy, we equip preschool through 12th grade students with a biblical worldview to impact our community as passionate ambassadors for Christ. Over 400 students from 7 surrounding counties and 70 different area churches make up our FCA family. FCA is conveniently located in Lancaster and proud to partner with parents to pursue excellence and build character. I'm excited for you to hear some of the great things going on at FCA, and now here's our host.
Hi, this is David Harris with Fairfield Christian Academy Media. Please welcome Mrs. Ellen Ratliff. Hi, Ellen. What grade do you teach and how long have you been teaching and what do you teach?
I have been at Fairfield Christian Academy for 18 years. I teach 6th and 7th grade, Old Testament Bible, and Ancient History.
Awesome. And we have a big event coming up.
Yes, we do.
With Missions Week. And so it's at Echoing Hills. And what exactly is Echoing Hills?
Echoing Hills is a residential facility for adults with disabilities. It's a camp where grade school students and adults come during the summer. And it's been in existence since the 70s. Was started by a man named Cordell Brown, and he was born with cerebral palsy. But his parents didn't really see that disability in him. They saw the vision. And so he was out driving the tractor, working on the farm. And when he got older, he wanted to go to camp himself. And they wouldn't let him because of his disability. So he decided that a camp for adults and children with special needs was important. And so he started out at Echoing Hills with like two little buildings, and it's grown from there to have residential facilities throughout the state of Ohio and actually in Africa.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. So what exactly do the campers do at the camp?
Are you talking about the campers or are you talking about our students?
Why don't you tell us both?
Okay. During the summer, campers that come to Echoing Hills will be able to, they'll be able to be kids. They'll be able to swim. There's a go-kart course. There's a sensory garden where they're able to be able to look at animals, be able to, you know, handle hides and bones and things and just do what kids do at a camp. There's a lot of sports activities, swimming and fires and, you know, campfires and singing and just the regular things that campers would do.
Awesome. Sounds like they'll have an amazing time. And what do the students do on Missions Week? I know they go to serve and work, but what all is included in that?
So Missions Week this year is from April the 25th to the 28th. All 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th graders not going on their trip to Hawaii are allowed to attend. They're encouraged to attend. And what we do is we get the camp ready for the campers during the summer. It's not had a lot of activity during the winter, so landscaping needs to be done, weeds pulled, mulch thrown. And since we had kind of a mild year, there was still a lot of wind, so there's a lot of tree damage, you know, brush that needs cleaned up. There's a challenge course that's wide enough for wheelchairs, and so we need to clean the brush and the weeds and throw down fresh gravel and get that ready for the summer campers. We also have an interesting new thing this year that we're doing is we're going to interact with the residents at Echoing Hills, and we're going to be kind of like job coaches for their it's Echoing Connections program, their adult daycare program. So we'll be able to go in and teach them the value of money. If anyone has a talent, they're able to go in and share that, like you, David. You know, you play a cello, teaching them something about music, just letting them experience life that we experience and take for granted every day. They don't have the opportunity to do that. To be able to turn on a computer and just surf the internet. Those are giftings that we take for granted, that we have the ability to really share with the people of Echoing Hills and kind of open their eyes to things that are going on in the world that we as people do every day, and they have really no one to show them how to do that. So we're going to do that as job coaches, and I'm really excited about that. We're also going to be having a banquet, so it's going to be like kind of like their prom. And so we'll be able to help them dress for that and fix their hair and their makeup and their nails and just be able to, you know, share a fun evening with them.
That sounds awesome. So we'll be helping them quite a bit and just reaching out to them. And so it sounds like there's pretty much new stuff added every year as far as the teams go and just all the work that's being done. So how many years have you been going to Echoing Hills?
This is my 10th plus year. I know Fairfield Christian Academy has been going to Echoing Hills, 13 years, at least 13 years, if not longer. And it was just an idea that Megan Peters, who was a superintendent here some years back, wanted to get the students involved in some type of mission activity. And so she contacted Bud Bethel, who at the time was on the board at Echoing Hills. And he also did some teacher mentoring here at the academy, and so they kind of collaborated together and established the mission trip of going to Echoing Hills every year, and it's just like exploded since then.
Well, we're sure glad that they did that because it's an awesome time, and I know I got to go last year, and I'm super excited to go again this year and be on that new team that you talked about. And, yeah, we just had a blast last time just with all the campers. And the highlights for me was just seeing them and seeing the joy that was on their face that we gave to them. And just it just was a very humbling experience. And so do you have any just favorite memories or from the camp or any just things that have stuck out to you from over the years?
It's always been interesting. When Bud first asked me to go with him, of course, my oldest son, Sean, was born with cerebral palsy. So I have not only the perspective of being a teacher, but a mom. And so I got to experience kind of the other side of not being the mom, but just watching students interact with adults with disabilities. And it was, what stands out to me the most is the fact that when they first get to camp, when students first get to camp, of course, there's a little cleaning to do since the cabins have been empty for a year. And then, you know, they're kind of placed out of their comfort zone immediately. So we have the privilege of staying in a little bit nicer cabins this year, which is really kind of cool. And so we do the cleaning, you know, they experience what mice leave behind in the winter and some dead things. And so what gets me the most every year is the absolute joy that our students here at Fairfield Christian Academy experience. And they have fun cleaning up mouse droppings and dead things. And they really have fun. And then when they start to interact with the residents, it's almost like they think, wow, they aren't that much different than us. And they really aren't. Mm-hmm. You know, they may speak a little differently. They may walk a little bit differently. But their hearts and their love for Jesus and their minds are just like our students here. Mm-hmm. And so being able to watch them interact and looking at our students here at Fairfield and seeing this little light bulb go off of how people are people. And it doesn't matter how different we are. They're people. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably the thing that that blesses me the most, and knowing that God's using each and every one of them. Whenever we go on a mission trip, we think, oh, we're going to change the world. And when we get there, we find out the world actually changes us a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so that's cool to watch our students grow in that way. And they want to go back again and again and again. We have a student this year who graduated from the academy, Jordan Ward, who just emailed me today and said, okay, my finals are on Monday. Can I come down for 3 or 4 days? I've been there a couple years. I love Echoing Hills. And that's what's exciting to me. The other thing that's exciting to me is seeing the students have gone to Echoing Hills, and after they're done, they say, Echoing Hills has changed my life. Mm-hmm. I'm now teaching special ed. I'm now a nurse in India because of Echoing Hills. So that's how we are changed by the people of Echoing Hills.
Yeah, definitely. And it's especially just from what I experienced, it honestly, you're working so hard, but it doesn't feel like work at all. You're just serving, and you definitely, if you don't already have it, you definitely develop a servant's heart by going there, and it really just, it helps you grow as a person in your experiences, and it honestly, it just doesn't feel like work, because it's so much fun just getting to interact, and just know that you're helping, and it's just, it's awesome. So about how many students are attending this year?
So far we have 67 students, which is a good size. It's a good amount of students going, so there'll be plenty of people to do the mulching and doing the landscape, mm-hmm. and we have construction jobs going on also. So I'm really excited. So there's a lot of juniors coming back from last year, which is really, I find that cool.
Yeah. And I, back to the, how it changes you, after going last year, so many people the week after, like, either saying it out loud or, like, on social media or anything, they're just, take me back, like, I just want to go back. It was so amazing. I want to go back so bad. And we had, was there anyone who came back for the summer camp to help? Do you know?
I'm not sure this year if we had any. I know last year we did. We had several, football boys that came mm-hmm. out and worked during the summer. So I'm not sure. That's one question I don't know.
Yeah.
But you're very encouraged to come back and volunteer. They desperately need volunteers during mm-hmm. the summer because they do not only the camp, but they do respite, so that it gives parents a little bit of a break for the weekend by sending your kids to a respite weekend, and mm-hmm. and they need one-on-one care for that.
Yeah. And I actually know this girl from my church, Kendall Johnson, who has Down syndrome. She is going this summer, and she's so excited. Her parents are a little bit worried because she's never been away from home by herself for that long. But I personally reassured them that she was going to be in good hands. She was going to have the time of her life, and she's going to have so much fun. And she's so excited. So that made me really happy to hear that she was going.
It's an experience you never forget. Mm-hmm. It really is. And I'm so blessed to be able to have a small part in getting the planning and things ready.
Mm-hmm. Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Ms. Ratliff, for coming in and talking about Echoing Hills with me. And I hope everything just goes awesome this year. I know it will. This is David Harris for Fairfield Christian Academy Media, and tune in next week.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week at Fairfield Christian Academy. For more information about FCA, please visit us at fairfieldchristianacademy.com. To schedule a tour and get an up-close look at FCA, including our state-of-the-art facilities, our award-winning teachers, and our exceptional students, please call us at 740-654-2889. Fairfield Christian Academy, where we are pursuing excellence and building character.